Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Hey, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans in Texas have voted to authorize the sergeant-at-arms to arrest Democratic lawmakers who have left the state in protest of new GOP redistricting efforts. In Texas, ABC's Jessica Willey.
In this dramatic fight over redistricting, DPS has been ordered to locate, arrest, and bring back any fleeing lawmakers to the House chamber. Governor Greg Abbott also wants them investigated for possible criminal violations, possibly bribery, he says, suggesting that they are being paid to break core.
Republicans plan to shift the state's congressional map to give the GOP as many as five more seats in the midterms. Dozens of Palestinians were killed or wounded Monday at food distribution points and trying to get to airdropped parcels in Gaza. Aid groups say Israel's week-old measures to allow more aid in isn't enough. A major wildfire threatening hundreds of homes in Central California. This is ABC News. A fifth person has now been arrested in connection with the brawl that was captured on video in Cincinnati. The fight starting between a white man and a black man before spreading. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The video fueling racial tensions and becoming a flashpoint among politicians. Vice President J.D. Vance, the former Ohio senator, claiming America's cities aren't safe.
You had a grown man who sucker punched a middle-aged woman. We've had way too much lawlessness on the streets of great American cities.
And now police are searching for those responsible for distributing KKK flyers around Cincinnati.
A new option for families at some airports. The TSA has begun a plan called Families on the Fly that lets groups traveling with children 12 and under go through special security lines. Families can also get discounts on TSA PreCheck and a dedicated PreCheck security line for military families. The program, launched in July, is expanding. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61, Boscoville.
NAPA know-how!
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Too many choices can be overwhelming. At WCCU Credit Union, we keep it simple. We have two options for personal checking. Both have no minimum balance or monthly service fees. The only difference? Our awards checking earns dividends. With direct deposit, 15 monthly debit card transactions, and e-statements, you'll earn 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. Best of all, with either a Freedom or an awards account, WCCU delivers straightforward checking without the gimmicks. For more details, contact any of our offices or open your account online today at wccu.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and is subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
For today, a high of 80 degrees. We'll have some hazy sunshine and mild conditions. A few clouds tonight and a low of 59. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warm, a high of 84. Likewise Thursday, but there is a 50% chance of scattered showers on Thursday. Friday, 90 with thunderstorms likely late Saturday night. It looks like a high of 90 Saturday, thunderstorms at night. And then Sunday, it looks like a high of 84 with intermittent showers and thunderstorms. At the WRCO studios, northeast winds are at 2 after a low of 55 this morning. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 57 degrees.
After all this time, running up and down the roads, boulevards and broken dreams,
all the in-betweens, every single high. I want you to know you are a part of me. Baby, you're the heart of me. Together we can write a song to sing and in that melody. Baby, you're the harmony that you just can't find anywhere.
New from Miranda Lambert and Chris Stapleton on WRCO FM 100.9, Country and Community. Well, high school football practice gets underway today. That time of year is near. This is Kenny Chesney.
When I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass, I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads, standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club. Took every ounce of heart and sweat and blood to get to wear those game day jerseys down the hall. The kings of the school, man, where the boys are fall. But let's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's batting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one. The boys are fall. In little towns like mine, that's all they got. Newspaper clippings fill the coffee shop. The old men will always think they know it all. Young girls will dream about the boys of fall. Well, it's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's batting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging
to celebrate. It's International Traffic Light Day, the first traffic light installed on this day back in 1914. Green Peppers Day. Now, they're getting ripe in the garden. Today is National Oyster Day. Work Like a Dog Day. I get some. Typically, these are the dog days of August, right? And this one really creeped up on us. National Underwear Day. So, celebrate accordingly. Hopefully Hank doesn't wear his tighty-whities outside his pants today. And, of course, it's National Night Out. We're recognizing that in Richland County tonight at the Richland County Fairgrounds between 5 and 8. Demonstrations, canines, a 5K walk run, and some great food. So we hope that we will see a lot of people out there tonight from 5 until 8 at the Richland County Fairgrounds, a new location this year. Sad news over the weekend, the death of Lonnie Anderson, who played Jennifer so well on WKRP in Cincinnati. She had many other roles, but that's the one that she is best known for. In a famous episode, one of her relatives stopped by the radio station, a character played by Hoyt Axton, and played this song, looking for some fame and fortune.
It was Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. It rolled out west with a wild sunsets and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. That cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. A sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye. That cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Yeah, the dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coke, threw a century note, and he swore that Boone would die. And the stage was set when the lights went out, there was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door, and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool, and he never said a mumbling word. Shadows ran from the bar that night, and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well.
Hoyt Axton on WRCO from that classic episode of WKRP in Cincinnati. Well, the fog has cleared for the most part. It's still a bit hazy. It's hard for me to tell. Between that and my glasses being smudged up, it's kind of hard to see when I look outside today.
Now broadcasting from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, serving up hot tunes and hometown pride.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? They upsell you to an expensive trust. Most people do not need a trust, but lawyers love to sell them because they're complex and expensive. I like simple estate planning documents that you can understand, that give you control over your property, and that are much cheaper than a trust. I hate unnecessary trusts, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
Give your home or office a new luxurious look with tile flooring from All American Do It Center. Capture the elegant look of Dal Tile for residential or commercial applications. Enjoy the stain-proof, scratch-proof, waterproof, and fire-resistant feel and look, and easily maintain the timeless beauty of a tile floor with Dal Tile, the country's leading manufacturer of ceramic tile. Explore the beauty of Dal Tile today at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
If you're expecting a baby and considering breastfeeding, the nurses at the Richland Hospital and Clinic's Birth Center are an incredible resource. They will help set you up for success even before your baby arrives. After your prenatal checkup, speak to on-staff RNs and lactation counselors. Making sure you're prepared in advance of the birth gives you an advantage. Breastfeeding is a gift of health, providing the perfect nutrition. Every ounce counts.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Good morning, Philip.
There he is.
How are you doing today, young man?
Not bad at all.
Good, good. How would your evening go?
Pretty well.
Did you make June mad at all? That's great, Phil.
So
anytime you go, that means there's a question.
Here's the thing. I've been doing physical therapy, and I was told yesterday that, making progress. I'm, getting along with a cane pretty well. And
Have you lost your walker, though?
It's still in the background because you might need it after you umpire 17 youth games in one day. I'm keeping it here. But nonetheless, I told June, I said I was making progress. And she said, well, that's good. Maybe you can start doing a few more chores around here again. Dope! Well,
Other leg's making progress.
Yeah, it's kind of hurts. I don't know if I can.
John Denver coming up between the 10 and 11
you
o'clock.
You fill up my senses. Like night in a forest. Thank you.
Yeah, close that off.
Oh,
so did you mow or anything last night?
Oh, no. Didn't get much done.
Well, that's normal, isn't it, buddy?
Just did a few station things. That was about it.
Yeah. Hey, today is tonight from 5 to 8, National Night Out.
Yep.
Looking forward
gonna
to that.
Be there. I've
been running up there, working out at my office. Yeah.
What are you working out for?
For that run today.
Oh, you're going to do the 5K run? Oh, good luck. Registration at 4:30.
5K. Could you imagine me running a 5K?
Well, the thing of it is, Hank, there's a time limit. I mean, it only ends at 8. They want to get out of there by 8. So, if you're still running, it's going to hold up
everything. Hank and running doesn't mix. You walk that?
You can walk it.
Yeah.
If you start at 5:30, you should be done by 8.
Maybe. And just miss everything.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, that everybody, a lot of people looking forward to that tonight. That's a big thing. So, and a good thing.
Right. Yeah. Right. I heard you volunteered to, for the dog demonstration. You were going to put on the suit and start running.
Yep. I'm going to be there. I'll start walking fast.
People would pay money. That'd be a big moneymaker.
Oh, my gosh.
Hank tackled by a dog.
You know what? Dogs scare me.
Really?
Oh, they're very intimidating, those dogs, because they're so on point.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they don't miss a beat.
Right. My son-in-law is a canine officer, and his dog is named Bricks.
Oh, really?
And yeah. And Bricks is a pretty nice dog, but he's all business.
It's all business,
isn't it? It's all business, yeah.
Have you ever met him?
Oh, yeah. He comes to our house. So, like, if they come to visit for the weekend, Bricks comes to our house.
Now, are you allowed to pet him?
No. Well, I mean, if Aaron is there, I could probably, but
he won't let you pet him.
No, he just kind of sits there, you know. And then he has a kennel that. So one day, Aaron and Macy went somewhere and they left Bricks, and we let him out. And June went to let him back in, and he just stood there and growled. She had the door open to his kennel. And he just stood there and growled, and she's like, what's going on? She called Aaron. He goes in the other side of the kennel. It opens both ways, but he didn't want to go in that side. He goes in the other side.
Are you serious?
He just stood there and growled, and then as soon as she opened the other side, he walked in, and everything was fine. So he's got his routine. Yeah,
it's kind of like you and I are trained, isn't it?
Police dog growling is not a...
Not a good thing, Phil. Not a good thing. That's awesome. Well, today's quiz day.
Yeah, what's it on?
Well, it's a little bit of... It's about animals.
Animals.
Yeah, it's about what groups of animals are called.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
I think we've had this before.
Nope, these are new ones.
And I failed miserably.
Well, these are new ones.
All right.
Henry's done a lot of research with this.
I bet. Yeah. Okay. You go to the library, did you?
I did. There were four or five questions I had to make sure that's what they were.
Okay.
I had to deeply research it.
First time you're ever at the library, probably.
Yeah, for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't know library had... No, it was a quick trip. Never mind.
You got the two mixed up.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Number one.
Yeah.
A group of ferrets is called what?
Oh, boy.
Is it a pack, a business, or a scamper? Is it a pack, a business, or a scamper? Number two.
All right.
What's the correct term for a group of giraffes?
Giraffes.
Is it A, stack, B, tower, or C, treehouse?
All right.
A group of rhinos is called what?
I think I've heard this one before.
Herd, smash, or crash?
All right.
Number four. A group of hippos is humorously called a bloat, a slosh, or a float. Okay.
All right.
Number five. A group of toads is called a what? A group of toads. Okay. Is it a knot, a puff, or a blob?
All right.
You've had some easy ones the last couple of weeks, buddy.
All right. You're like the guy that laughs before he gets to the punchline of his joke.
A group of turkeys is called what? Is it a rafter?
WRCO stand.
Is it a rafter, gobble, or clutch?
All right.
Okay. Number seven, a group of weasels. It's called
WRCO staff.
A group of weasels is called A, confusion, B, sneak, or C, wriggles.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Number eight. A group of monkeys is called WRCO staff. A group of monkeys is called a band, A B, swing, C, troop.
All right.
A group of ravens. Let's see. A group of ravens is called A, murderer, B, unkindness, or C, mob.
Huh. Okay. All right.
Number is it 10?
Tenor.
A group of camels is called a what? Is it a caravan, convoy, or hump? A group of camels is called a caravan, a convoy, or hump.
All right.
I think you did pretty well, Philip.
Well, took some guesses. There are a couple that I knew.
Well, good for you. How many do you think you got,
buddy? I don't know. I think I knew the last one. I'm going to guess we'll get six.
Really?
Yeah, we'll get six.
You're not that confident today,
no,
are you?
No.
A group of ferrets, Philip, is called a pack, a business, or a scamper.
A scamper.
Nope, it's a business.
Nope. Not going to be a fridge hanger today.
It is true. A group of ferrets is oddly called a business, which comes from the Old English word busyness.
Busyness.
Wow. Probably because they're always up to something sneaky.
Yeah.
And that's true.
To each their own, you know. Yeah. I have family members that have even owned ferrets before, but I never saw the, you know, I never saw the joy that I would have from owning one. But to each their own, right? Yeah.
Here's a line for you. Hey, ferret face, are you going to fix that today?
Yeah.
Have you? What's that line from?
I don't know.
MASH.
Oh,
you
is
know,
it?
Yeah. You know, Frank? He's always getting called ferret face.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Okay.
Yeah.
Good one.
What's the correct term for a group of giraffes? Is it A, stack, B, tower, or C, treehouse?
Tower.
It is a tower. Fun. Woo! A tower of giraffes makes perfect sense. They're the tallest in the land. Animals, after all. A group of rhinos is called a what? Herd, smash, or crash?
A crash.
That is true.
Woo-hoo!
Rhinos have poor eyesight and tend to charge first and ask questions never.
Never.
Hence a crash.
No.
A group of hippos is humorously called a what? A bloat, slosh, or float?
A bloat.
It is a bloat. Hippos spend most of their time wallowing in water like the giant bloated blobs. The name is hilariously accurate. All right, number five. A group of toads is called a what? Knot, puff, or blob?
A puff.
Nope, it's a knot.
No!
Toads do not hop as much as frogs, but when they bunch up, they look like a tangled knot.
Oh.
What's a group of frogs called? Do you remember that?
I don't know.
Army.
An army?
Yes. So toads and frogs are different.
Okay.
So anyway, number six. A group of turkeys is called a rafter, gobble, or crutch, or clutch.
A rafter.
It is a rafter.
Yeah. Kind of knew that one.
A rafter of turkeys sounds like more like a barn of like barn construction than birds. A group of number seven. A group of weasels is called a what? A confusion, sneak, or wriggle.
A sneak.
Nope, it's confusion.
No.
Weasels move so fast and unpredictable, they really do look like a living confusion.
Yeah. Well, I would say they're sneaky, too.
That, you said weasels. You said WRCO. There's nothing fast about us here.
No. No.
No. No. A group of monkeys is called a band, a swing, or troop.
A troop.
It is. Troops of monkeys are often led by the dominant male and full of playful antics.
All right.
Number nine. A group of ravens.
Not raisins. Ooh. Ooh. Group of raisins.
A group of raisins.
I can't
called,
say what they're called.
Not on Phil's table.
No, no.
A group of ravens is called a murderer, B, unkindness, or D, mob.
Ooh. I said murder.
No, it's B, unkindness.
Oh, okay.
No.
I think crows might be a murder.
Here's the fun fact.
I think.
Crows get the murder, but ravens apparently bring the bad manners.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Number 10, Phil. A group of camels is called a what? Caravan, convoy, or hump?
A caravan.
It is a caravan. When camels travel together, it's called a caravan, especially in the desert crossings.
Guess what? I think I got what I predicted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 right.
You got 4 wrong.
4 wrong.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? No fridge hanger.
It's not going on the fridge.
I got another 51 weeks to get you off the fridge.
So it resets. Summer school's over. Is this first for the school year yet? Or
no, it's still long. It's still
summer school.
Yeah, but you still have to get like a 7 out of 10 next week to pass. And,
oh, man.
But
I want to play in that first game.
I know you do.
August 22nd.
I mean,
trying to come back from injured reserve.
I know. Yeah. The band, you're talking about the band, aren't you?
The band?
Aren't you going to play with the band or football team?
Yeah. Injured reserve on the band, you know. My lip's a little numb right now.
Is it? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy. But anyway, I hope you have a great day. I really do. And I hope everybody out there, you know what? Enjoy National Night Out tonight. Are you going to be there?
I'll be there.
Well, hopefully you want to run in that or?
No, I'm running music.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, again, you can only, if you don't run, you can dance.
That's right.
Have a great day and be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Some notes on today, 1884, the cornerstone for the Statue of Liberty's pedestal was laid on Bedloe's Island in New York Harbor. 1936, Jesse Owens of the U.S. won the 200-meter dash at the Berlin Olympics, collecting the third of four gold medals. And in 1957, the music and dance show American Bandstand, hosted by Dick Clark, made its national network debut, beginning a 30-year run on ABC TV. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Fall means football, volleyball, cross-country, soccer, and even marching band. And it all starts with the right shoes and support. At The Shoebox in Black Earth, their knowledgeable staff makes sure every athlete and performer gets the perfect fit, great service, and the support they need to succeed. Whether you're on the field, on the run, or marching in formation, The Shoebox is your first step. Open 7 days a week in Black Earth or online at theshoebox.com. The Shoebox, service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Sarah Dearborn from Aunt Janet and Uncle Arden. Also, greetings to Jace Ryan, I love you, from Grandma Ida. August 5th wishes to Jennifer Clemens from Little Willow Birthday Club. Liam Salisbury from Dad, Mom, Kendall, Fulton, and Mavelin. Happy birthday from Grandpa Steve and Grandma Ellen to Liam. And happy birthday to Liam Salisbury from St. Mary's School. To Leah McClary Keene from Five Points Lutheran Church. Jerry Sims from your friends from Arch, ancestors of Richland County Hills. Happy wishes to Frank Sittig. All the best to you from your friends at Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Also, greetings going out today from Schmidtwoodland Hills residents and staff to Robert Budden, also to Rachel Walsh and Glenda Linz. All celebrating birthdays. Jerry Barris, happy birthday from Richland Center United Methodist Church. The Richland Center Lions leaving us wishes for Jace Thomas Ryan, Liam Salisbury, Tony Dobbs, Dr. Jerry Barris, to Bob Smith, Michael Munns, Debbie Fink, Rachel Walsh and Macy Gunderson, Emmeline Farrell Brining, and Maglin Farrell Hauser. Happy anniversary wishes to Tom and Lynn Munns. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, we salute today Megan Bankert and Cindy Seifert. Also going out to Rhea Wallen and Harley Bassett. Best birthday wishes. Happy anniversary, Sarah and Aaron Adamson. And to Eric and Peggy Kinney, have a great day and happy anniversary. And from the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday, Paul Elf, to Debbie Fink, Frank Sittig, and Rachel Walsh, happy anniversary today to Jeff and Mary Beth Behrens.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of state jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry, maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
This Wednesday, August 6th at 11:30 a.m. at another quality sale at the Richland Cattle Center. Featuring a strong lineup of fresh cows, two-year-olds milking and breadback cows, plus springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull and baby calves, both heifers and bulls. Cattle are received 7 days a week, and daily updates are available on their website. For more information, call Junior Hipch at 608-585-3700. That's the Richland Cattle Center, where quality cattle move every Wednesday.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
59 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. We're headed toward 81 a little bit later on today. Here we are on the Oak Ridge Boys as we tribute our special couples.
Many a time I have looked in the water and had no reflection to show. Oh, and many a time I have stood at the crossroads, not knowing which way to go.
Man, is the time someone lay close beside me, and I don't remember her name. They'll say that I'm just a smile and a moment, but that was before you came.
See, you're the one in a million.
You're the one, Oak Ridge Boys, NWRCO Radio. Nice note from some listeners up in the Toma area that listen to our station every morning. We appreciate that. They wanted to say all the best to their mother, Fernell Betcher, and a happy 97th birthday this week. So all the best. Thanks to James and company, and we hope you have a great day. Thanks for joining us out there in the Toma area. Phil Nee, hoping you have an awesome day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time today at 7:45 is sponsored by Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. The forecast calls for highs around 81 today with hazy sunshine and mild conditions, a few clouds tonight, and a low of 59. There is an air quality alert going on again until around noon today.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
For Joanne Krulatz, I'm Phil Nee, and here is a look at news. First of all, a traffic reminder, Richland County Highway Department will be blacktopping in Allison Park on State Highway 80 today. The Highway Department will be closing the intersection of State Highway 80 and Sunset Lane between now and 7 this evening. If possible, please avoid that intersection. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports late Saturday afternoon at approximately 4:45, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report of a motorcycle crash on State Highway 33 near Taylor Valley Road, rural Ontario, in the town of Whitestown. Sabrina Marie Sanderson, age 24, of Lannan, was operating a motorcycle traveling south and struck a guardrail in a curve. Sanderson was ejected, and the riderless motorcycle crossed the roadway and struck an embankment on the opposite side. Sanderson sustained substantial injuries, was transported to Ontario's Town Square to rendezvous with Amplify Air and flown to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. The sheriff's deputy investigating the crash said that the full-face helmet she was wearing almost certainly saved her life when her face hit the guardrail. Assisting the sheriff's office were the Ontario Fire Department, Ontario Emergency Medical Service Ambulance, and Amplify Air helicopter. The crash remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Department. National Night Out events will be held around the country today, including here in Richland Center. National Night Out is an annual community building campaign held on the first Tuesday of August each year that promotes police-community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live. The fifth annual Richland County National Night Out will be hosted by the new nonprofit Richland County National Night Out, made up of members of law enforcement, the fire department, ambulance, and members of Partners for Prevention of Richland County. It will be held from 5 until 8 at a new location this year. This year's event will be held at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The evening will include canine demonstrations, emergency vehicle displays and demonstrations, a first responder team challenge, Tiny Acres Animals, bounce houses, and DJ music. Back this year will be the Canine 5K Walk Run, beginning at 5:30. If you haven't registered already, you can do that starting at 4:30 today. The fifth annual Richland County National Night Out will be held tonight from 5 until 8 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. All ages are invited to attend. Food and refreshments will be available to purchase from the Kiwanis Club, Lions Club, 4-H, and the Boy Scouts. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 4.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.93 per gallon yesterday, according to GasBuddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 3/10 of a cent per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 56.6 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The national average price of diesel has decreased 1/10 of a cent in the last week and stands at 3.7 per gallon, according to GasBuddy price reports. The cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.67 per gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.99 per gallon, a difference of $1.32 per gallon. After a batch of inactive Wisconsin voters have been pulled from the voting rolls, the Wisconsin Elections Commission says 192,000 voters were removed as a part of an ongoing maintenance of the rolls. Administrator Megan Wolf says anyone who hasn't voted in 4 years will be removed to ensure that the list of voters is accurate in each voting district. Wisconsin has at the polls registration, so if your name has been pulled from that list and you've forgotten to register, you can still cast a ballot on Election Day. Some members of Congress in Wisconsin want to make sure airlines continue to have two pilots in the cockpit. In separate letters to Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, 45 U.S. senators and more than 150 House members are urging him to oppose efforts to examine and test out proposals for having a single pilot operate commercial passenger flights. Current U.S. policy dictates no airline can operate an airplane with less than the minimum flight crew of two pilots, and the lawmakers said that ought to remain the standard. Wisconsin House Republican Tony Weed, House Democrats Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan, and Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin all signed the letters. Duffy, a former Wisconsin congressman, has not commented on the issue since being appointed secretary. Police in a Madison suburb say they are prepared for one of the women accused in the Slender Man stabbings to come to the community. Sun Prairie Police Chief Kevin Warch says his officers are working with the Department of Health and Human Services to transition Morgan Geiser into the community. Geiser was recently granted release from a mental health institute over a decade after being committed in the attack on a classmate in Waukesha. Geiser's original release was held up because she would have been placed in a group home too close to her victim. She will be on GPS monitoring and have to abide by conditions of her release. Geiser's location and move date are being kept private for her safety. Kids get ready to head back to school, and drivers need to start thinking about that. The Wisconsin State Patrol reminds motorists to be alert and avoid distractions to keep kids safe as they travel to and from school. Wisconsin law requires drivers use extra caution around school buses and stop at least 20 feet away when a bus displays flashing red lights and a stop sign. Slow down if a bus is flashing yellow lights and indicating it's about to stop. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, there are more than 600 crashes involving school buses every year in Wisconsin. It's been a year and a half since 18-year-old Isaiah Kramer mysteriously vanished, and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children continues to work closely with the Waukesha County Sheriff's Office in the search for Isaiah. Police say that on February 4, 2024, Isaiah went missing after leaving Norris Treatment Facility in Maguanago when he was just 16 years old. Later that night, Isaiah was captured on a trail camera in the area, but there have been no confirmed sightings since. Isaiah's mother, Kim Kramer, shared that the family has never given up hope and remains committed to bringing him home safely. To generate fresh leads in the case, the group NCMEC and its partner GSTV, a national digital video network, will display Isaiah's poster on gas station screens across Wisconsin during the month of August. This increased exposure aims to renew attention on this case and help finally bring his family answers. Isaiah is described as 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighing 200 pounds when he was last seen, and has brown eyes and brown hair. He may be in need of medical attention. If you have any information about Isaiah or his disappearance, please contact the NCMEC at 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-843-5678 or the Waukesha County Sheriff's Office at 1-262-446-5070. His family has a Facebook page dedicated to finding Isaiah, which has more than 2,600 members. A fatal collision between a train and a truck in Kenosha County. The truck was traveling on a private farm service road in the town of Wheatland on Sunday when it crashed with the train. First responders already out for a training event arrived at the scene quickly to find the driver of the pickup with life-threatening injuries. He died at the scene. There's no word on damage to the train or whether anyone on board was hurt. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. And a bear with a plastic jar stuck on its head was freed over the weekend in northwestern Wisconsin. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the 70-pound, 2-year-old sow was first spotted with a jar on her head July 26th, and she traveled more than 50 miles for about a week while in that predicament. She was spotted in Sawyer, Bayfield, and Douglas counties. After over a week of monitoring and trapping efforts, reports of the bear over the weekend indicated she was likely returning to the area where first spotted. On Sunday, near Cable in Sawyer County, a trained wildlife professional was able to safely dart the bear with an immobilization drug so the jar could be removed. The sow did not have any injuries and has been relocated to a safe wooded area to recover.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Here are today's vital statistics. Frank J. Gunlock, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain, died Sunday, July 27th at our house in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green with burial in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home today from 10 until the service time at 11. Frank J. Gunlock, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain. Robert Bob Frankie, 90, of Mauston, formerly of Bloom City, died Tuesday, July 29th. A funeral service will be held today at 11 at the Mauston Methodist Church with burial in the Evergreen Cemetery south of Mauston. Friends may call at the Mauston Methodist Church today from 9 until the service time at 11. Crandall's Funeral Home of Mauston is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Robert Bob Frankie, 90, of Mauston, formerly of Bloom City. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center, died Friday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet, died Friday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 p.m. at the Pratt Funeral Home. Also, friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Monday, August 11th, from 11 until the service time at 1. Burial with military graveside rites will be held immediately following the service in the Basswood Cemetery. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Harvest Guest Home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 4 until 7, with a burial to be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center. And Harvey F. Riley, 88, of Richland Center, formerly of the Muscadet-Avoca area, died peacefully at his home. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. Harvey F. Riley, 88, of Richland Center, formerly of the Muscadet Avoca area.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
We'll hit highs around 81 today. We'll have hazy sunshine, a few clouds tonight. It'll be a nice night for National Night Out of the Richland County Fairgrounds and a low of 59 this evening. Right now it is 61 degrees at WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. News this hour at 8 from ABC is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate, sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of homes are being threatened by a massive wildfire burning through Los Padres National Forest in Central California. The Gifford Fire spans more than 100 square miles in Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. Skies still hazy across the northern U.S. because of wildfires in Canada. ABC's Stephanie Ramos is in Boston.
Smoke from more than 700 fires in Canada causing hazy skies and hazardous air quality conditions from the Great Lakes.